This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got some huge updates in the world of points and miles that just dropped today, as of this recording at least, that I wanted to make sure you guys were aware of. One of them is going to be the IHG Premier Rewards One credit card. And this is actually one in the episode that we just dropped that Taryn and I did with the mid-year updates. I talked about that card and how they had a really great offer earlier this year and how we jumped on and Taryn got it. And we were talking about like some of our stays we're looking to do. Well, they just released their biggest offer ever. And I'm not saying this in the sense of like, oh, you know, it's always the biggest offer. No, like I truly believe this is the biggest one they've ever done, because instead of a certain spend to get a certain amount of points, they are doing basically you get 5 free nights for the same normal spend that you would have had to have done before for a sign-up bonus of points. So $4,000 spend in 3 months, and you get 5 free night certificates up to about 60,000 points. With IHG, 60,000 points can actually get you a pretty decent ways. There are some resorts, obviously, that are going to be over 100,000 points per night. But you can find some of their properties in their luxury collection. So IHG, if you're not familiar with it, they are more so known for their Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Expresses. But they also have the Kimpton brand, Intercontinental, Regent, Six Senses, and some other luxury brands, as well as they partner with Iberostar as well. So just imagine you could be staying in the Intercontinental Bali, or the Intercontinental Madrid, the Intercontinental Malta, which is about 57,000 points per night and is a 5-star hotel in Malta within walking distance of the beach. Intercontinental Singapore, 57,000 points per night. This is a huge opportunity because this is just 5 free night certificates. And so the value of that, if you do the math, 5 free nights times 60,000 points, that's worth 300,000 points. And the one that I was saying you should jump on before was basically the equivalent of 165 or 175,000 points before. So this is really, really great opportunity because this card is a $99 fee card. And basically you can get like $2,000 worth of stays pretty easily with this $99 card. So it's one to absolutely jump on if you don't already have this one. I think it makes sense to take advantage because this is only going to be around for a limited time. How long is limited? I do not know. But this is one that I would not sleep on. And it's a IHG has a very good line of properties. You might not have a place you want to stay now, but even in the reel that I posted a couple months ago, we talked about the resort in the Grand Caymans. There's the Kimpton Seafire. I mean, there's some beautiful, beautiful properties that you can stay at. We posted about this already in our private Facebook group. So be sure to make sure that you have joined our group and you'll get these posts and links to the card and everything like that very easily. But wanted to drop that one here. The other one is another big announcement, and these are both Chase cards, but the second one is the Chase Business Preferred card is having an elevated offer. So usually this card has an offer of about 100,000 points for an $8,000 spend, and they had an increased offer of 120,000 points with like spending $15,000 or something like that. Well, right now they're doing 120,000 bonus points or sign-up bonus for an $8,000 spend in the first 3 months. Now, this is a business card. We've talked about this before on the episode. You don't actually have to have a full, you know, big name blown out business like I have with the wealth management side to get a business card. You can be a sole proprietor. You could be an Uber driver. You could be a realtor. You could be a lot of different things to qualify for a business card. But this one's going to get you 120,000 points. Now, the points guy actually values these points at around $2,500. And the card itself is $95 on the annual fee. And this is huge because if you don't have any of the other Ultimate Rewards cards, which is the Sapphire Preferred or the Sapphire Reserve, this is the other card that can unlock the Ultimate Rewards portal and Chase Travel, so that if you have other cash back cards, you can transfer your cash back rewards to this card and convert them into points, basically. And these points you can use to do what we talk about all the time and transfer to different places like Hyatt or Emirates or Air France or whatever it may be to get the business class travel. So two Chase cards right now offering some elevated bonuses. The five free nights I just think is an absolute win. The card itself on your anniversary gets you a free night certificate also. So it's one of those cards that it's a $95, $99 annual fee. But basically, just with the free night certificate alone, every single year, it's going to pay for itself, because I highly doubt you're going to find a hotel to stay at that's less than $100 for the night, and you'll be able to use that certificate there. So bare minimum, I mean, this is a really easy way for you and your significant other, you and the kids, you and your family, whatever it may be, to get a five-night vacation for less than $100. So make sure to take advantage of that. We'll have the link to both of these cards in the show notes for you guys to take advantage of. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Shoot me a DM, email us. Again, we're here to elevate your travels. We're here to revolutionize your journey and want you to experience the best of travel. So this is just another quick one today. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.